Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another episode of the What's New on the Net podcast. Pretty exciting, isn't it? I am your regular host, Saurabh Gaswala, in the studio this Sunday, February the 13th, 2022. Before I start, have you heard of our 2-minute mic offer? So it's like this: if you are a techie, a tech company founder or CEO, a tech writer or blogger, or a tech influencer, you can come on this very podcast and say your piece about tech for 2 minutes, for free. How does that grab you? And now to this week's tech headlines. Here's the first story of this week, which, if you were to ask me, everyone who uses the internet must listen to. According to a recent study, published last month by mobile marketing company URL Genius, YouTube and TikTok track users' personal data more than any other social media apps. The study reported that the Google-owned YouTube mostly collects your personal information for its own purposes, which basically means to serve you advertisements. However, TikTok, owned by Chinese technology giant ByteDance, mostly allows third-party trackers to collect your data. I must tell my listeners that a few months ago, Wired had also published a guide to how TikTok tracked user data. The short video tool collects user location, search history, IP address, the videos you watch, and so on. From this data, TikTok reportedly can draw up a profile based on certain inferences of personal characteristics, from your age range to your gender. It is called inferred demographics. Whatever happened to online privacy, or is that truly a thing of the past? Apple midweek announced a feature that will maybe be welcomed by iPhone users. The company said it planned to introduce the Tap to Pay payment feature on the iPhone. For now, this will only be for US users. The new capability would empower millions of merchants across the US, from small businesses to large retailers, to use their iPhone to seamlessly and securely accept Apple Pay, contactless credit and debit cards, and other digital wallets, through a simple tap to their iPhone. No additional hardware or payment terminal is required. The Apple Tap to Pay payment feature on the iPhone will be available for payment platforms and app developers to integrate into their iOS apps and offer as a payment option to their business customers. Stripe will be the first payment platform to offer the new feature to its business customers, including the Shopify Point of Sale app this spring. This next story is for those of you out there who invest in cryptocurrency or are in some way linked to it. Leaders in the digital asset industry announced earlier this week that they had come together to launch the Crypto Market Integrity Coalition, an industry-defining pledge focused on cultivating a fair digital asset marketplace. This coalition will combat market abuse and manipulation and promote public and regulatory confidence in cryptocurrency. The group is currently inviting all industry members committed to advancing market integrity to join the coalition. So what is this pledge? The pledge's initial goal is to bring unity and action at an industry level. I must say the crypto industry has made enormous strides to improve market integrity in the past few years, but there are many challenges that crypto firms face even today and need to be addressed. That's what this coalition will try and do. The Market Integrity Pledge introduced by the coalition is focused on a commitment to continuously strive towards higher standards of market integrity, risk monitoring, consumer protection and compliance, and prevent market abuse. Coinbase, Crypto UK, and many others are now part of this new coalition. Let's go over to Europe now. The year 2022 seems to have started off on a sweet note for European tech startups. In January, dealmaking touched a new high with European technology startups raising just over 12 billion euros in funding. According to reports, over 1,240 investors were involved in the 450-plus deals in the first month of the year. Which is great despite the COVID-19 pandemic still being around. Now for some hardware news. Samsung this week announced the launch of the Galaxy S22 Ultra, merging the best of two smartphone legacies, the Note series and the S series, to start a new line of premium smartphones. Featuring a built-in S Pen, advanced nightography and video capabilities, with a 24-hour battery life, Galaxy S22 Ultra was the most powerful Ultra device it had ever created, claimed Samsung at the launch. Starting February 25, 2022, the new phone will be widely available through Samsung.com, carriers and retailers online. Besides the long battery life, one of the other notable features of the new Galaxy S22 Ultra are its cameras. Advanced nightography features available on the entire S22 family of devices allow you to snap crisp, clear videos on both the front and the back cameras, whether you're recording during the day or night. S22 Ultra is built with a 2.4 pixel sensor, Samsung's largest pixel sensor ever, enabling its camera lenses to capture more light and data. If you want to catch up with all the specs, head over to our website whatsnewonthenet.com.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com@gmail.com.
Welcome back after that announcement. Now to talking about some new startups. We've noticed of late that there's been an increase in the use of artificial intelligence in the generation of content. After all, more and more companies require fresh and interesting, search engine-optimized content on a regular basis today. Phrase, a new AI content creation platform based in Boston, USA, aims to assist companies in this by using AI to generate content. The team at this new AI content creation platform believes that consumers are after answers and that current SEO is no longer merely keyword-driven, but far more complex. Customers, they believe, are searching for solutions for specific issues. So to remain relevant, enterprises need their content to be optimized to deliver answers. The folks at Phrase believe that an answer-driven internet will solve the problem. So they've developed this AI content startup that runs on proprietary algorithms. It allows users to generate content briefs in minutes, rather than in hours. Also, consumers have the opportunity to compare the quality of their content against that of their competitors. That's Phrase.io for you. So how many of you out there are looking for mentors? While there are platforms and platforms out there promising you to connect with mentors and co-founders, this startup Wisdom claims to be slightly different. Wisdom is an audio-only platform and allows users to ask experts questions and receive an informed response. The app is currently available in the US, UK, Australia and Canada, and can be downloaded from the Apple App Store. Deo Akinrenade, who founded Wisdom, said she had done so to democratize access to mentors. She felt that there were insufficient ways for people to find relevant information on certain topics. Even if there are classes and courses that could help, they are all fairly expensive, which put them out of many people's reach. So she believed that a gap existed for an app that could connect mentors to people who wanted to learn from them.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
Okay, so I am at the end of this bulletin. It was a rather eventful week, isn't it? So I take your leave for now. This is your host Saurabh Gaswala wishing you goodbye. Until we meet next Sunday.